Welcome back to my little corner of this weird universe we live in. I hope you had a good holiday. Mine was pretty quiet. Spent most of it at my family's house in the middle of nowhere. So that usually consists of me sleeping a lot, and ignoring my work email for, like, weeks at a time. And, yeah. It was good. We didn't do a traditional type Christmas this year. We did card cash Christmas. I did get a few gifts from my parents and from other family members, and friends. I got lots of new vinyl, lots of new books to read. Yeah, just have been coasting into the new year. Last year was weird for me, and it sounds like it was weird for a lot of people, so I'm hoping this year is less weird for all of us, like, for everyone's sake. Just be a little more normal. So while I was sort of like on break, not doing audios. So for some background, I take sleeping meds to help me fall asleep because I have anxiety, and anxiety makes me not sleep. So sometimes I take Ambien. And I buy things off Amazon, and I don't remember what they are. And the first time this happened, I bought two sets of string lights, which was something I needed, but was very bizarre to be like, what is this package coming today? And then the second thing I did was I bought a Satisfyer, vibrator off of Amazon. And because I was kind of groggily talking with my best friend about men and vibrators and why we even bother with men a lot of the time, because vibrators are so much better to deal with a lot of the time. And so, yeah, I got this Satisfyer. I've had it like through the weekend, and I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna try it out for this. I might not talk a lot. I'm sure you noticed that I sound kind of nasally. I've had like a cold. I thought I had COVID. I don't, thankfully. But I've had this like weird nasally cold thing happening. So, I feel like my voice is really weird. But I'm gonna play with this. And, I probably won't make a whole lot of noise, but hopefully you'll get enjoyment out of it anyway. So, here we go. So, it starts off really low, but you can bring it up pretty quickly. And the cool thing about it is it's just air and suction is all it is. And like, you can turn it different ways and really kind of stimulate kind of the whole clit area. Is pretty intense sometimes, depending on what you're doing, but it does take a little bit of getting used to, because you kind of have to figure out, you know, where it needs to go, like on your clit, on your kind of hood area. But once you kind of figure it out, it's pretty intense. And it feels very, very good. Wow. And, you can kind of hold it there with your thighs. And it can be hand-free, which that's kind of cool. Love that idea. Sometimes you're busy, you know, looking at porn or listening to autos or whatever you're doing. Yeah, overall, just a really nice toy and feels really good. Especially as someone who basically gets off on clit stimulation all the way around. So, yeah, feels really good. Yeah, and it can be a little bit loud when you pull it out of there, but oh. Strong too. you may need to try to pull that down a little bit. You kind of have to find like a sweet spot there. Yeah, I watched this porn. Shout out to Chick Flicks for this one. Of this. I think they were a couple. Who were there, and I think this is just important to remember that representation really matters, because the girl's body in this video is very similar to mine, and her partner looks surprisingly like a lot of partners I've had, but it was shot in black and white, which was pretty interesting. And when I say that this man devoured her, I mean it. Like, he, what a fucking champ this guy was. He was just, he was in it to win it, and he ate her out in a way that I will be chasing for the foreseeable future. And she just really seemed to enjoy it. And that's something I really love to see in those types of situations and in those kinds of movies, is to just see kind of like normal bodies and normal relationships and, you know, just people being caring and loving to their partners and taking care of them, because I think that's a big part of what that's all about. And gives me warm fuzzies in that I can hopefully someday find a sexual partner who will take the time to know me well enough to basically worship my body in the way that it needs to be worshipped. But yeah, if you have a chance to find it on Netflix, it's definitely worth a little watch for sure. Yes. Oh, it feels so good. Better if it was someone's warm tongue and mouth, tell you, but I have to improvise. It's very good. Oh. Changed it that much as I did.